16. For those who are led by the Holy Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Holy Spirit you received brought about your adoption and encourages you to call God Abba, Father. The Spirit himself affirms our spirit that we are God's children.
Good morning. The programme Who Do You Think You Are has been running for nearly 18 years now. Most of us will have heard of it, if not watched an episode or two. We see celebrities taken back in time to find out if they were related to royalty, convicts, bigamists, slave owners, rich or poor. Some are shocked, some cry. It must make for good TV, otherwise the programme would have stopped by now. But who do you think you are? I'm not encouraging you to pop down to the archives at Kew, but who are you in faith terms? When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say the words, Our Father. The reading from Romans today tells us we can cry out to God, both formally and informally, Father, Dad, Daddy. Recently, I asked Anna, our daughter, her preferred name for her father. In birthday cards, he often writes, Daddy-o. She replied, I call him Daddy, but if I need his attention quickly, I shout, Carl! As a parent, I love to hear Mama. It's personal, and it identifies our relationship. God knew about that relationship before Carl or I had a clue, but he did. And God also knew that one day our Anna would choose to be part of the family of faith herself, to have her own heavenly father, and to belong to another family, God's family, a child of God. John's Gospel tells us that we become children of God through faith in God. Yet to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Galatians tells us, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. But how do we do that? There are different things that can help us. One is to explore the four points. The four points can help us think about coming to faith or leading others to faith in Christ so that they can be a child of God. The first point or symbol is the heart. God loves every human being. He made you. He cares for you. God's love is boundless and unconditional. God is real and wants you to personally experience his love and discover his purpose for your life through a relationship with him. The second symbol is an incorrect symbol. Basically, we get things wrong. God's standards are high and we mess up. We don't put him first, and with us in charge, it's not always pretty. We feel distant from God because we have wandered off and done our own thing. But God has provided the solution to the problem. He sees we go our own way and we don't look for him. So the third symbol is a cross like the one on the pulpit here. It stands for Jesus dying for us, for me. Jesus is the solution for this gap that's between me and God. He died on the cross to deal with all that wrong stuff we've done. God raised him back to life, and not only has he prepared a place in heaven for me, but he can guide and lead me now. I can have a relationship with God through Jesus if I want it. This is why the fourth symbol is a question mark. God won't force himself on us. It's my decision whether to accept that Jesus forgives my acknowledged wrongdoing and knows my desire is to put him first. Like putting on the hat with the symbols on, we can clothe ourselves with or put on Christ. One of the songs we have sung here at Countess is King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me. And later it says, in royal robes I don't deserve, I live to serve your majesty. Hang about, my baseball hat has had an upgrade. To a tiara. Yes, I'm related to the King of Kings. I am his daughter. And I keep my tiara in a box in the wardrobe. What a metaphor for not living in the fullness of what God has for me. You see, by God's Holy Spirit, I am adopted into God's family. When my goddaughter Megan was being adopted nearly 16 years ago, the adoption agency had a booklet of children up for adoption. I got to see the booklet Megan was in. It contained a picture, a paragraph of what she was like, and when and where she could be adopted from. It sounds a bit grim, but that was the deal. Our friends Ali and Alan chose Megan. Ephesians chapter 1 says, God chose us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. He singled us out to be adopted as his children through Jesus Christ. Ali and Alan jumped through a lot of hoops to get Megan, a bit like what Carl was referring to earlier. But eventually, Megan was theirs. Jesus went through death on a cross to secure our adoption. Romans tells us that the Holy Spirit affirms or connects with our spirit that we are God's children. We know. Megan has a piece of paper and an adoption day. We have the day or time that we decided to follow Christ, and it's written on our hearts. God, by his Holy Spirit, enables us to know this, even on those days when we have doubts or fears. It's possible our baptism was a marker, a special day. Galatians talks of being baptized into Christ, saying no to the old life and being raised to new life in Christ, and therefore adopted as God's child. But now for a commercial break. Let's jump on a plane and go to Sierra Leone. Nice, isn't it? Not to Mama Beach, although there is one. Let's stop here for a moment. Isn't it beautiful? It's called Number 2 River Beach. And here's a boat I bought. We were at Number 2 River Beach in 2018. Why is it called that? Well, it was named by the owners or managers of the boats that would pull up and snatch unsuspecting locals from their families and put them onto slave ships. These ships then sailed for the sugar plantations in the West Indies. Today's reading actually mentions slavery. Our "Who do you think you are?" tells us actually we are adopted from being slaves. Slaves to fear, slaves to sin, slaves to all sorts of stuff. Jesus has actually rescued us from all that slavery would prevent us being able to do and has set us free. Galatians 5 says, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. One of the questions on Youth Alpha is, what are you afraid of? There are the usual wasps, cockroaches, snakes, and things like that. But maybe the question for us should be, what is keeping you bound up like a slave so you're not experiencing the full benefit of being a daughter or son of the living God? What stops you stepping out or stepping up in the spiritual side of life? The song we're going to hear later from No Longer Slaves, called, the title is No Longer Slaves, states, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Because we are children of God, we are not only sons and daughters, but we are heirs. In A House Through Time, another TV programme, we learn of the occupants of a house, about their lives and family. We sometimes see that a child or woman has been left money in a will because they were illegitimate child or mistress. They are only recognised or acknowledged when the one leaving the money has died. We are not illegitimate children of God. God is our Father, and we are heirs to an inheritance that cannot perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is not just an insurance policy for when we die, but for the now too. If we had a sneaky look at a will, has anyone ever done that? And then thought, oh goody, one day I'll get la 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 la, it's my inheritance. When the person dies, you might think, oh my goodness, I've still got a long time to wait for that to happen. But when we become a Christian, we not only become heirs, but beneficiaries straight away. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance, the deposit that we can have now. Let me give you a personal example. This brooch was promised to me in my mother's will. But one day she said, I want you to have this now. I want to see you wear it and enjoy it. It blessed both me and my mother. She enjoyed seeing me wear or use my gift. God is giving us the Holy Spirit to bless us, empower us, and I think when we use our gifts, God experiences pleasure. Prince Charles is an heir, and one day will more than likely be king. But he is not living in a shed somewhere until his mother dies. He has got access, and so Prince Charles has a nice place to live, cars, clothes, his own money. But for all this resource, he also has responsibility to attend events, launch ships, be patron of charities, and be an ambassador, a representative of the Queen, acting in her authority. And having the royal DNA gives him privilege. When we become Christians, it's like we're volunteering for gene therapy. Please remove my duff DNA and make me more like Jesus. And like a lot of gene therapy, it takes time, finally finished in heaven, but starting when we say yes to Jesus. When we meet each other, we can see the family likeness in each other. Look for that God DNA and affirm each other, brave, true, kind, wise, discerning. As soon as we start to get the God family DNA, we begin to have God's authority and power through the Holy Spirit. We have access to God the Father through Jesus in prayer. We're given spiritual gifts. There are over 30 of them. But these things are not just for ourselves. We too have a job to do. We heard last week that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The Great Commission to tell others about Jesus and to encourage people to follow him continues with us. We have received the baton, and it's our joy to keep passing it on to others so they can pass it on and on, just like in our 100-year vision. So, who do you think you are? Are you a child of God? If you think you're not, or you're not sure, but you want to be, then in a minute we're going to have an opportunity to pray. So come to the back on that side and be prayed with. Are you living in the fullness of God? Or are you fearful of something? Is anything holding you back? Then come to the back for prayer. Are you in need of God's affirmation that you are truly adopted into his family and that he loves you unconditionally? Then come for prayer. Lastly, are you open to God's inheritance? If you want to explore more, then come for prayer. A track of music by Bethel is going to be played. You can pray on your own or come to the back where somebody will pray with you. But let's pray now.